everybody. Welcome back to PT Tech Talk Podcast. This is episode 79. And if you're looking for the intersection of physical therapy and technology, you are in the right place. And if you're looking for telehealth, online marketing, getting more new patients from Google and Facebook and Instagram, if you're looking for efficiency and practice management and tools to help you grow your practice, you are in the right place. If you're listening for the first time, welcome in and thank you for joining us. And if you've listened to this before and you find this valuable, go ahead and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes to help the podcast surface up for others like you to make it easy to find. And as always, since you're there in iTunes, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and do the same on SoundCloud and YouTube. I am one of two co-hosts. My name is Dave Kittle, physical therapist and partner at cashbasedphysicaltherapy.org, where we're helping practice owners get more cash-paying leads and closing more cash-paying patients every day. Check out www.cashbasedphysicaltherapy.org for more. And as always, joined by my co-host, Rob Vining. Rob's a physical therapist, founder of PT Live Chat. PT Live Chat is a telehealth text and scheduling platform that allows prospective patients to chat with a physical therapist and schedule an evaluation right inside the app. And now offering eligibility verification, check out www.ptlivechat.com for more. And before we bring on Rob, we will be interviewing physical therapist Jeff Vajay, physical therapist and owner of Smart Athlete Physiotherapy and co-founder and head of product at a new and emerging EMR practice management solution and much, much more. The product is called PT Everywhere, and you can check out ptEverywhere.com. But before we bring on Jeff, just want to say what's up to my co-host, Rob Vining. Rob, what's up, man?
Ah, this is fun, man. We're back on for the first time in maybe, what, a month and a half or so?
Took a little summer hiatus.
Dude, yeah. Take a little vacation, a little time off. And basically, I mean, I bounced back into the stats, man, the other day, and our listenership has gone up. So that's kind of counter to what most people say. If you do a podcast and you miss a month, oh, it's just going to kill it. But ours is actually picked up more. I saw we were listed higher if you search for physical therapy in iTunes, and just our listens on SoundCloud, or I think we've got, you know, some podcasts that are hitting 400 listens just on SoundCloud itself. So I'm pumped, man. This, everybody's wanting the technology portion and the integration with physical therapy. So I'm pumped and excited to get Jeff on here today and talk a little bit about everything that's in his system that they've created.
Definitely. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to everyone listening. Really appreciate your time listening and engaging everyone in the audience, however they consume us, you know, iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, whatever.
Yeah.
Awesome. But yeah, let's kick it over to Jeff. Jeff, thank you so much for your time in scheduling and making some time in your schedule, your calendar to jump on here. First of all, welcome in and tell the audience a little bit about yourself before we get going.
Well, thank you guys very much. I'm hustling over here from my busy cash-based practice that I've been operating for about 3 years now. It's with Smart Athlete Physiotherapies. I've been practicing about 18 years, so quite a while now, getting long in the tooth. And I've been through all the managing of POPs and traditional physical therapy clinics, and that's what kind of led me to transitioning over to the cash base and eventually starting a full-fledged cash base practice. In addition to that, my fun job is my part-time job with the ATP Tour, traveling around with the professional tennis players. I get to do that about 7-8 times a year, going to all the great cities in the world that the ATP Tour hosts tournaments at, and work with tennis players. So that, in addition to the PT Everywhere, which we'll talk a little bit about, is me in a nutshell.
Nice, man. So what actually was the impetus to get this thing rolling? Like, there's always, nobody ever just goes into the physical therapy field and then, you know, just happens to, oh, well, now I'm going to do software. You've invested time in your education, you know, learning your skills and honing your craft. Nobody just, you know, pops up one day and goes, oh, software time now. So what was it that created that scenario of getting to this point of making something like PT Everywhere? Yep.
It was probably the last thing I thought I would ever be doing. But it all started just through just my work history. I think I had worked for a lot of large, high volume clinics. I'd worked with lots of different EMRs and practice management software, and always felt like there was something lacking, that we needed a better connectivity between the patient and the provider, And I really thought there was a niche to be found out there. And I was lucky enough to be talking with one of my patients that was a very successful software developer and had a very successful software company. And we just, over the course of multiple sessions, we started to talk about it. And she's like, you know what, we're kind of interested in doing something like this. So that was about 3 years ago. And we just started spitballing and brainstorming, and it started to gain steam. And, you know, really, as the time has gotten closer, we have put a lot more effort into it. And now we're very happy with the product that we've developed.
And from the beginning, the origin story of this product, because of you, your focus in your style of practice, has it always been focused towards the cash-based physical therapist?
So we started off, at first it started off more as like an exercise prescription, kind of a connectivity messaging. And we're like, well, we can try and do all the components that a successful practice would need. Let's put them all in there. And the idea is there's a lot of stuff out there. We wanted to really target the niche we think is going to be growing, this cash-based physical therapy market. So we said, okay, we're going to put all of our effort into this. And of course, I'm passionate about it to begin. I completely transitioned over 3 years ago, and I feel like it is a great direction to be going. So we put all our effort into that. And I think people will be very pleased to see that it's very user-friendly for that type of field.
Nice. So when did you guys start becoming more and more public about this? Like we said before, we kind of hit the record button. There's been some time put into the development, as there always is with software. Lord knows I know that. You take the guess and then you double it, because you always say, oh yeah, it'll be X amount of time. Times two, because you know it's never going to be right on time. When did you guys first start rolling this out to the public?
Well, we started testing in my clinic, and it was an easy thing to do. And again, we really started with the exercise prescription side of it. It was just an easy way to connect with my patient, and we're a browser and an app based. So we had started our platform based on that from day one, because we wanted to be cutting edge. We wanted people to be able to just really use it in that capacity anywhere, everywhere. So we started testing out in my clinic, and then we felt like we had the key components about 6 months ago. We really started to search for some customers, and you know, we've had a lot of good positive feedback so far.
Yeah,
from the providers, from the clinics, and from the patients.
Yeah, that's it. That's the important part that we were talking about before we hit the record button again, was your focus on, you know, being the head of product. You have to listen to the customers. You have to listen to those PT clinics, especially the cash-based clinics. That's a different animal. I mean, you look at the hospital setting versus the cash-based, two completely different sets of businesses, and listening to those PT clinic owners, that's crucial. What have you been able to take from those conversations that you've had multiples of since launching this and getting it going?
Well, I think, you know, we are, as we get to more of the cash-based market, we are more of a concierge type provider. So the people expect more, your patient expects more, they expect to be able to connect with you. And that's where I think people have been very happy with. We've got in-app messaging, we've got in-app reminders, the ability to schedule online. So it just, I think a lot of the patients feel like if they don't want to, they don't have to call receptionists. They don't have to wait on hold. They don't have to leave voicemail. They can get in touch with the provider a lot easier. And then they can see all their exercises. They can see all their documents within the app or logging in through the browser or the website. So that's a lot of the feedback we're getting from the providers and the patients. So connecting, we're getting that connection there. That's what we're looking for.
So you mentioned a few of the features there, Jeff, about your secure messaging and obviously the main hub of the scheduling and the documentation, your practice management core. Tell us more about the other features like video and other things you guys might be focusing on more in the future, possibly more of the telehealth focus, if your customers are really demanding it, because you guys have such an ear to your customers, you want to hear that feedback and kind of build that rapport with them. Break down any of the features that we didn't already cover, that you didn't already cover, and let's dig into like why right now, why do you have those features and already in that one system as opposed to maybe other systems that don't have some of those features?
Right. You know, what we didn't talk about was payment collection. There's nothing glamorous about it, but it's important to have that. So we've made it very easy. So the patient can store a card in there on their end, or we can swipe and store a card from our end. So that makes it very streamlined. We have the EMR, which we really didn't talk about, that is synced up to the schedule, online scheduling ability. But yeah, like you talked about, something a little bit more exciting is the ability to use this as a telehealth vehicle as well. So we haven't really launched that yet, but we do have the backbone to make that operational fairly quickly. Again, like our pre conversation here, we're trying to figure out how are people using telehealth, and you know, and how can we provide a product that's gonna suit their needs. We definitely see that as a valuable asset, and that is, if you're gonna have a complete practice management software for the cash-based provider, telehealth is probably gonna be one of those elements that you need.
I think that's so smart that you guys are doing that. I mean, not only it seems like the future of physical therapy, like we were talking about, insurance is never going to go up to the point where, you know, clinic owners just raise their eyebrows and go, oh my goodness, you know, we're getting paid 30% more this year than we were last year. That's never going to happen. Like, it's a finite ability that insurance has to pay per 15 minutes of Therex or NeuroRead, whatever. So moving it towards that cash-based system and looking at what features and what abilities that those cash-based clinics want to implement, you guys are right on the nose, man. This is something that you're able to beat any sort of competition by arriving at that first and providing that first and foremost in some sort of EMR type of system. Have you been able to have any sort of deeper discussions with patients or providers about just the telehealth part of it?
Unfortunately, none of our current customers are dabbling in the telehealth yet.
Yeah.
So I haven't had that discussion with our customers, but we're keeping our ears open, and when we're listening to podcasts like you guys to see how people are utilizing it. You know, and again, we are very, you know, since we're young, we're very agile, we're very mobile, and we're very lucky to have a strong parent company that, you know, everything is in-house with us. So we've got our development team, we've got everything in place to make those changes that need to be. So we're excited about that. And one of the cool things about our HEP, which is one of the things that started off first, is it's really easy. You can download, you know, your YouTube, your Vimeo, you can record through your tablet or through the app in real time exercises. So, you know, that becomes, again, we're always looking for ways to, how can we make our product actually make money for someone, not just be a monthly fee for someone, but how can we make our product actually be a source of a revenue generator? And I see that as a big, the ability to sell exercise programs or do a lot through our HEP and sell that or collaborate that with the telehealth feature. Nice. I think that's a big component for us.
So let's talk pricing really quick, because I know on the website it says $2 a day. So if somebody were to, a cash-based physical therapist somewhere in the country, if they were to jump on with you guys for just $2 a day, which is, you know, less than a cup of coffee, which is insane, they would get access to all of these features. They would have the practice management solution, the scheduling, the documentation, the ability to have your HEP component send secure messages with their patients, kind of like the startup initial that I had once upon a time. So the way that you're browser-based and app-based, so they can message with patients between visits. They have possibly the telehealth portion in the future if you guys roll that out and do more with video. All of that is included.
So we're trying not to have any hidden fees. You know, our goal is not to nickel and dime our customers. So yeah, it's just kind of a, you know, we're looking to do one flat fee. Now the telehealth would be a different component. And again, like I said, we're still trying to develop. So that would be an additional product that we would have an add-on price for. And again, that's still evolving, so we're trying to figure out. But everything else that we talked about is all one flat fee. Yeah, there's no hidden cost. It's just a monthly fee. No contracts month to month.
Nice. So. And the name itself, PT Everywhere, like we were saying, it's patient everywhere, not necessarily physical therapist everywhere.
Not necessarily physical therapist, correct.
Yeah. And correct. I think it's coming from the angle of trying to make the patient that central hub of all of this, which is, in my estimation, it's kind of tough to do, but I think you guys are aiming at it from exactly the right starting point, the right framework, because if you keep that patient as a central hub, then it's easy for everybody else to just donate the pieces that are needed to give everybody that full picture of how the patient is doing, and you know, what does the patient need? The whole reason that we're physical therapists is because of patient care. We're not working on cars, we're working with patients. Was that kind of the focus right off the bat?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. It's about the patient. You know, as we're moving to this concierge cash-based market, it really is about customer relations, building those, and it's about the patient. We want them to walk away with an experience. I think all of us that strive to be successful practitioners, you know, we want someone to walk away being better, having learned something from us, and just feel like they connected to us. We left some kind of impact on their life. So that's really where it comes from. It starts with the patient, and if we can meet the needs of them, then I think the clinic and the providers will be happy too.
Love it. So I'll give you some feedback really quick. I've never tried your system. My feedback for the whole telehealth thing is that Rob and I know Rob, I definitely have, you kind of have to piece together a bunch of different tools to do something, right? So mm-hmm. I had scheduled recently a telehealth consult, and I charge $150, and it was for 60 minutes, which is pretty solid. And so I had to do a bunch of different pieces that potentially you guys could just do all under your hood, all under your system. And correct. So it's obviously first, I mean, other than the phone call, so I'm speaking to somebody and kind of building some rapport. And then once we decided, yes, this would be the right fit for this condition, then it was a little bit of email details back and forth. Then it was scheduling a particular day and time on the calendar. Then I had to manually send a Zoom link. So I did it over Zoom, just like we're talking right now over Zoom. And then I had to send also another link, which was to an order form to process the payment digitally, because this person, like I've never met in person, obviously. Then we finished it. And then we did some of the things in that consult that would then be part of the HEP. But after that, I didn't have your HEP component where I could have sent images or videos or something. And it would just seem like, maybe I'm just throwing this out there because maybe there's some others that would probably benefit from that type of a solution where it's just all robust. It's just all in one place. And for me, I know it would save me a lot of time. Rob, tell me your feedback. Have you done similar steps that would help kind of give Jeff some feedback about the things we've had to jump through to do this?
Oh, no. The only feedback is way to go. Good job. This is basically, instead of, you know, 36 buckets worth of Lego pieces that you're trying to glue together, this
exactly.
is one thing.
That was the frustration point. That was the pain point for me, was trying to piecemeal all these things together, especially when I first started, you know, 3 years ago. We weren't ready to utilize my software completely in the clinic. So I was like everyone else here. I was grabbing a scheduling software. I was grabbing an EMR. I was grabbing an HEP. I was grabbing all these things, and I was trying to make them work together. And as you know, like, things don't want to work well together. So we said, let's put all these things together that you is mandatory that you really have to have in a practice management software. And we will look to integrate with any of the quality products out there that we see, because that's what our parent company does. They're built on integration. So when, you know, the QuickBooks or any kind of marketing tool, we see some valuable, and we see a lot of the providers are gaining some steam with them. We're going to look into that, and we'll look into making a seamless integration with that. But we wanted to develop a product that had all of the necessary tools that you could go out as a single practitioner, cash-based startup, and have everything you need right there to open up your shop. And we feel pretty good about that.
Love it. What are some common frequently asked questions? Someone that's a cash-based physical therapist, they're kind of looking around, they're looking at different systems. And let's say you had a demo scheduled with them today, or maybe an introductory phone call with a potential physical therapist who would be a potential customer for you. What are some of the common questions that they're asking? Is it pricing? Is it main focus on pricing? Is the main focus on an EMR that's easy to use, or what is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everyone's frustrated with EMR, right? Like, no one's found that perfect EMR. You don't have to do much to please someone with an EMR, right? If it's just terms of documentation, you don't have to do a whole lot there. But yeah, I mean, the biggest question is price. You know, they don't want to be spending too much. But I think the important thing is time. You know, how do we manage our time so it's spent on the patients? How do we manage our time so it's not spent on admin all the time? And that's what we try to do. And that's what we try to tell our potential customers, is that, listen, I think we're very reasonably priced, but this is going to save you time in your day. And that's, you know, we want to do what we do best. And that's treat. For most of us, is treat. So that's what we try and hit home with everyone, is like, our product is going to save you headache and time. That's the big take home.
Yeah, definitely. So what about any future rollouts? I know that's something that we're going to look at in 4 to 6 weeks. Something's coming up. What can people look forward to with that?
Yeah, so we're excited about it. In 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to have our new UI UX, which is just be a complete facelift for our product. So it's going to be more user-friendly from the patient and the provider perspective. It's going to be more intuitive. And it's just gonna look really good. So every software, as you see, evolves, and you know, we're at that stage where we just want to give it a little bit of that facelift and make it look better, make it more user friendly. I mean, I think the big thing and the most important thing is that can your patient pick up the app or log in through the browser, and is it intuitive? So we feel really good about this new launch, as well as the provider. So.
Awesome. Well, we hopefully can have you back in the next 4 to 6 weeks once you guys do launch those new UI and Great. UX changes. So for anyone that's a physical therapist that's not too techy, when we say UI and UX, it's design and user experience, the user interface, the colors, the buttons, the fonts. Anyway, they're rolling out a whole bunch of updates, and hopefully we'll be able to show that off in the next several weeks once that's launched. What's the best place for someone to reach out to connect to you, Jeff, either the company or you specifically, whether it's an email address or social media accounts or website for someone to find you?
Sure. Easiest way is through the website. It's www.pteverywhere.com. You can get a lot of information on the website. We have a commercial that's on there that we're proud of, and it kind of displays a little bit of the software. And you can get in touch through our marketing and sales director, Jonathan Davis, through there. But if anyone has any questions for me, you can reach me at jeff.bajay@pteverywhere.com.
Awesome. So for Rob and I here at PT Tech Talk episode 79, thank you everyone for your time, your attention, and Jeff, thank you for jumping on here. Take care.
Thank you guys. This was awesome. Appreciate it.